Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's cool, but it's real cool. Like right now, it's real comfortable. The sun is out, and there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a little windy, but that's okay. It's not cold. But homeless people, get ready, because it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas. It's starting to show its cold weather symptoms. It's starting to get ready to get cold. But right now, the weather's like 60 degrees. And it's comfortable. Yes, it's very comfortable. And I'm very happy to be in Las Vegas in this comfortable weather. But, you know, the government is still shut down. I don't know what to say about them. Donald Trump is meeting with the Senate and the House of Representatives tonight. So we're going to see what they're going to talk about, see if they can make some changes. Because right now in Las Vegas, anybody that works for the federal government can ride the bus for free. Because they can't afford to put gas in their car to drive to work. So the bus is allowing them to ride the bus for free. Now, I hope if they work for the government, they don't have far to go to work. But that's what the bus is willing to do for the people that work for the federal government. Since you're not getting a paycheck, they're letting you ride the bus for free. Well, that's okay, I guess. And some of the restaurants are even letting the people eat for free. Now, I got issues with that one because we got homeless people all over Las Vegas that need to eat for free. If they let anybody eat for free, it should be the homeless people. But I guess if you're working and you ain't getting a paycheck and you got family, you know, you got kids, well, you need to feed your kids. So I ain't mad about that. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. But the government needs to get itself together and go back to work. I don't know what Donald Trump is thinking. I don't know what the Senate is thinking. They need to come together and solve that problem immediately. And that's all I got to say about that. Immediately. And that's it and that's all. So, Papa D, play a song. I want to hear some music.
Come on and taste.
Yeah, I like that song. That was all right. Do it, baby. That's what I tell them all the time. I say, do it, baby. That's what I do. That's how it's done. For all of you rookies out there, that's what you tell them. Do it, baby. Keep doing it. All right. Well, let's talk football. Papa D, play the intro to football. Yeah, well, we don't have any actual games this weekend because now we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. But we have the All-Star game I forgot about. Now, I don't know if you can bet on the All-Star game in the sports book. I don't know if they allow you to bet on the All-Star game. But that should be pretty interesting. The NFL or the NFC versus the AFC, that's going to be a good competition. Even though the best players are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. So they won't even be playing in the All-Star game. But I guess if you wanted to talk about the All-Star game, well, let's see. I guess Drew Brees, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, will probably be playing in the All-Star game. And J.J. Watt, the lineman that had the most sacks in the NFL this year, he'll probably be playing in the All-Star game. I don't know any of the receivers' names, but I know the receivers from Atlanta and the receivers from Seattle and the receivers from Green Bay. And, of course, the receivers from the Miami Dolphins will all be playing in the All-Star game. And even the Cowboys running back, I think he'll be playing in the All-Star game. So this should be an interesting game. I don't know who I could say is going to win that game, because the NFC always plays good, but the AFC's been winning the Super Bowl for the last 4 years. So I don't know who I'd bet on to win for the All-Star game. I don't know who I'd bet on to win the All-Star game. And since they're just playing as All-Stars, it ain't like a big money game. It's not like the winner of the All-Star game makes a lot of money. They don't get no extra pay for playing in the All-Star game. They may get some extra money for making the All-Star team, though, but it's voted on by the people. So the coaches ain't got nothing to do with that. It's the people that vote on the All-Star team. So, I don't know. You know, it's going to be a list of all of the best players from the AFC, all the ones that really want to play, and all the best players from the NFC. I mean, a lot of them say, like, well, they done finished their season, so now they're going home and kicking it with their family. They're taking the week off. Or the 2 weeks off until they take their family to Hawaii for, well, this is the week they go to Hawaii for the All-Star game. I forgot about that. Yeah, they go to Hawaii and play the All-Star game. So that's where they are. And then next week they'll go to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, and a lot of guys will take their families to Atlanta Super Bowl. So that's what's happening with the NFL sports. They're playing an All-Star game on Sunday. That's this Sunday. And the game should be really interesting. I don't know who's going to quarterback for the NFC, but the AFC, I'm sure it'll be Drew Brees. And, well, the NFC, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost. So they may be quarterbacking in the NFC. So it will be interesting. I don't know. The quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys may be quarterbacking. And the quarterback for Seattle, he looked good. Kirk Russell, he looks good. So, I don't know. It may be one quarterback per quarter because it really don't matter who wins. There's no big money on the table for this game. So, the players just go to play. And if they make the All-Star team, they get a brand-new All-Star shirt, you know, team jersey, which would be nice to have. So, you know, because they're still wearing their same helmet, and they're wearing their same shoulder pads, and they're wearing their same pants and everything. So there's nothing that's going to change, except for they get a jersey with an All-Star on the shoulders. So that's the only difference. I don't know who I would actually bet on if I was going to bet on the All-Star team. But I'd always go with Drew Brees, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, because he should have been playing in the Super Bowl. And I'm telling you, I'm mad he ain't playing in the Super Bowl. All right, Papa D. It's the commercial time, so play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll get on with the show. we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Nasty Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
Gregory Gerard, talking live.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money's new comedy album, Gregory Gerard, talking live. Coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. You know, I feel like I want to tell you a story. You know, I had a cooler with wheels on it that I had found. And it was nice when I needed to go out and make a little money. Put sodas and ice in my cooler, and I took it to the football game, and I went to the parking lot of UNLV's football game, and I sold sodas in the parking lot. What did they call that, Papa D? Parking lot.
The tailgate party.
The tailgate party, yeah, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, so I used to go to the tailgate parties when I wanted to make a little money, and I'd take my cooler out there. Well, one day I got up and I said, I'm going to go make some money selling water on the street. Now, this is the middle of the summer, and this is like 2006. What a year. 2006. So I took my cooler out and I walked down to the store and I bought a couple of bags of ice and put it in the cooler so that I had ice. And then I went to the market, to the Food for Less market, and I bought a 24-pack of water. That's right, bottled water. And I put it in my cooler. And I put the ice all on top of the bottles to make the bottles nice and cold. And I walked down the street. And I was walking down the street. I was on my way to the bus stop. And this girl was hollering and screaming. And I looked up, and it was a little girl. She must have been about 10 years old. And she was screaming and hollering. And I said, "What's wrong, sweetheart?" And she said, "My dog is fighting with this other dog." And I looked over, and I saw the dogs. And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, let me break them up." And then I looked again, and I'm like, "These dogs aren't fighting. One of them's a male dog, and one of them's a female dog. So they're humping. They're not fighting. They're humping." And I'm like, "Oh, sweetheart, your dog is in heat. I don't know which one your dog is, but he's in heat, or she's in heat. Which one is your dog?" And she said, "My dog is the girl dog." And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, the boy dog is just humping on your girl dog. They're not fighting. He's making love to her. And she was like, really? How come she's screaming? I said, well, I don't know. They're just making a lot of noise, but they're not fighting. And she said, well, I can't have my dog having no puppy. And I said, okay, well, we'll break them up. So I took a bottle of water and went over and shook it on the dogs, and the dogs started running each way. But the male dog was still connected to the female dog. And he was trying to pull loose, and the girl was trying to go one way, and the boy dog was trying to go another way. And they were stuck, and they couldn't get loose. And I took another bottle of water and threw it on them, and then they finally broke loose, and the boy dog took off running up the street. And she called her girl, and her girl dog walked up to her and started licking her and kissing her. And I said, okay, everything is okay now, but you need to take your girl home because she's in heat. And some other boy dogs may come out and it may start all over again. So you need to take your dog home and put her in the house. And she said, thank you, mister. I appreciate your help. And I said, sure, no problem. And I closed my water cooler and I walked on down the street. And I was thinking, wow, I messed up that boy's. He was getting his groove on. He was doing it doggy style. And I messed up his action. But, well, her owner didn't want her dog to be having that much fun. So we had to break it up. So we went down the street. And I got on the bus and went down to the strip. And I was down on the strip where they have the shows in front of the casinos. In front of Treasure Island, they have a pirate show that has two boats on the water, and they have pirates that dive off the boats in the water. And I was going by the crowd, and I was saying, water! Get your ice cold water here. I got water for sale. And nobody paid me any attention. I just kept walking. And then I went down and I pulled up to the Mirage where they have the volcano that erupts and it overflows into the opening at the bottom of the volcano, which is supposed to be water. And the volcano overflows, and during the daytime, it's not a big show. It just overflows. You know, the lava shoots up in the air, and that's the basics of the show. But at nighttime, it looks real colorful because the lights are on, and the volcano really looks alive. And the fire comes up from the volcano, and it looks really exciting. But during the daytime, it's just a little lightweight show. You know, the lava shooting up in the air, but it doesn't have any color to it. It's just dirt shooting up in the air. So it's no big, real big deal. You know, so I've walked on by there, and I'm saying, water, get your water, got your water right here. And a couple of people stopped me, and they bought some water, so I made a few dollars. And then I went in front of the Bellagio, and they have the water show in front of the Bellagio. So I was there, and I went to the water show, and I'm watching the water show, and of course, the water show is shooting up with the sound of music going to the sprouting of the water coming out of the water spouts. But it's no color because it's not nighttime. See, at nighttime, the water spouts shoot up and they got colored lights. that shoot the water up and makes it look real colorful and real pretty. But during the daytime, it doesn't look like anything. It's just water shooting up in different sizes because the water is going according to the beat of the music. So it looks real nice. It's something to look at, but it's nothing major to pay all your attention to. So I was over there, and I was like, water, get your water. I got your water right here. And I heard some girls say, it's hot out here. I need to cool off. I wish I had something cold. And I said, cold? Did you say cold? Are you looking for some cold water? I got cold water right here. And I took one of the bottles, and I opened it up, and I started pouring water on the girls. And they were screaming and hollering. And then they stopped hollering. They said, ooh, that's cold. That feels good. And I'm like, yep, I got more water. $1 a bottle. And you can have your own bottle of water. And they said, yeah, give us a bottle. So they walked over to my little cart. And they bought 3 or 4 bottles from me, and I was like, okay, that sounds good. And I'm like, water, get your water here. And some more people came up, and they bought 3 or 4 bottles. So I was selling water on the strip, and I was excited because I was doing good business on the strip. And I had bought a case of water, which was 24 bottles of bottled water. And I had sold about 10 bottles. So I had about, 14 bottles left. And I was hollering, water, get your water here. I got water for sale. And with it being 120 degrees outside, I figured I'd have no problem selling my water. So I was just walking around, and I sold a couple more bottles of water, and I was having a good day. And I was talking to some of the girls and some of the guys, and it was a good day. All right, I'll tell you some more of the story in a minute. It sounds like it's time for another commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and drop another commercial spot and drop our ad. And we'll be back in a minute.
Ow! I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Nasty Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
Gregory Gerard, talking live.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain. And I was driving.
G-Money's new comedy album, Gregory Gerard, Talking Live. Coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world. Yeah, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you a story where I was selling water on the strip. And I had saved this girl's dog from getting hopped on by a male dog. She didn't know what they were doing. She thought they were fighting. But when I saw what was going on, I had to let her know, they're not fighting. That dog is making love to your dog. She didn't really understand that. But she said, my mama would get mad if my dog comes home with puppies. And I said, well, you better take her home and keep her inside, because she's in heat. But anyway, I went down the strip, and I saw some girls watching a water show in front of the Bellagio, and they were talking about they were hot. So I threw water on them to cool them off. We had a wet T-shirt contest on the strip. Man, I should have had my camera for that event, because those girls had, I won't even say what they had, but they were big ones. They were big watermelons. That's right. Boy, those girls had big ones. And I got them all wet. And they were showing through the T-shirt. And I was like, you need some more water, baby. I got plenty of water. But you got to pay for these.
I gave you two of them for free to cool you off, but you got to pay for the rest of them. So I was like being real generous with my water. But anyway, I had sold like about 12 bottles of water, and I had like 12 to go. And I was going down the street, and I went behind one of the casinos down one of the back streets, and there was this lady sitting in the car, and she looked like she was a little upset. And I walked up to her, and I said, "What's wrong, baby? Can I help you?" And she said, "Yeah, my car overheated, and I need some water to put in my radiator, because my car won't start." And I said, "Oh, well, I know a little bit about cars. I used to work on my car when I had my car before I moved to Las Vegas. I used to drive all the time. But let me look at it and see what I can do." And she said, "Really? Can you look at it and see if you can help me?" I said, "Sure, baby, I'll try. I'll see what I can do." So I popped the hood, and I could see where her radiator cap was off, and it was smoking out of the radiator. And I said, "Okay, try to start your car." And she turned the key, and it said, "Yang, yang, 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 yang." And I said, "All right, turn it off, turn it off. It ain't going to start. It's overheated. So you don't have any water?" And she says, "No, and there's no gas stations around here." I said, "Well, you're in luck. I got water in my water case, in my container, my water. So I got water in me." So I took my case and put it up on her radiator and opened the nozzle from the overflow valve on the bottom of the container. And I poured all of the melted ice into her radiator. And when the radiator was full, I put her cap on the top, and I said, "Okay, start your motor." And she turned the radiator, turned the key, and the motor said, "Whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa." And I said, "There you go. That's what you needed." And she was like, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. Is there anything I can do for you?" I said, "Baby, you can give me your number. Give me them digits. And you can invite me by for dinner one night because I like to eat." And she smiled, and she said, "You must know I work in the restaurant." And I said, "No, I didn't know that, but that sounds good to me, too. If you want to invite me to the restaurant to eat, I could do that." And she said, "Yeah, well, here's my phone number." And I looked at the digits, and I said, "Okay, I know you're not a gold digger, but you ain't hanging out with no broken, right? So I'm the man." So I took the number and put it in my pocket. And I said, "Can I get a hug?" And she said, "Oh, I can give you more than a hug. You can get a kiss." And I said, "Ooh-wee, don't start nothing. You can't finish nothing." And she said, "I don't start nothing. I can't finish." I said, "Ooh, okay. I like the sound of that." So I gave her a big hug, and she gave me a big, deep throat kiss. And I said, "All right, baby, I'll see you later. I'll call you for dinner, and I can come eat. So take your car home and sit it in the shade so that your motor can cool off, because your motor's going to be kind of hot. And go buy some antifreeze and put it in your car so that your motor won't overheat no more." And she said, "Okay, thank you for that information." And I said, "Yeah, sure, anything to help. I'm G-Money. Girl, that's what I do. I make things good for those that need help, if you know what I mean.
I'm the man with the plan, and I can make it work for you, girl. And she said, okay, I like the sound of that. And I said, yeah, I know you do. That's what I hear all the time. Girls tell me they always like the sound that I make them make. And I'm like, yep, I like it like that. So I gave her a couple of bottles. She gave me a couple of dollars. She bought a few bottles from me. And she put it in her car. And I said, if your car runs hot again, just pour these bottles in your radiator and you'll be all right. And she said, okay. And she pulled off. And I rolled down the street with my cooler. And I walked on down. And I had a couple of bottles left, and I was like, buy your water, get your water right here. And I sold the last six bottles of water that I had left, and I looked at my case. My water cooler was empty. The ice had all melted, and I had poured the ice out on the ground, and I got rid of all of my water bottles. So my cooler was empty, and I went to the bus stop, and I got on the corner, and the bus came, and I climbed up on the bus, and I rolled off in the sunset, headed to my house, and I was counting my money. Yeah, G-Money got the money. He made the money. That's how I like it, with the honey. And the money. And that's the end of the story. Yep. So anyway, Papa D, since that's the end of the story, play a song, play another commercial break, and I don't know. We'll see what we do after this. All right.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yes.
If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions if you have.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world. I guess we have some time to answer some questions on Ask G Money. Now, DJ Papa D, do we have any questions?
Oh, yeah, we do have a question. You ready for your question?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Shoot. Let me hear what the people are asking.
All right. Dear G Money, you seem to know a lot about music. What is your favorite group or song of all time? Ryan.
Brian?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay.
Right.
So,
so what is your favorite group or song of all time?
Well, my favorite group, I'm kind of old school, so my favorite group would probably be The Temptations, because I really like the way they sing and the way they danced on stage. They were really talented. So I like The Temptations. But my favorite song was probably by the Ohio Players, called Skin Tight. Ooh, I like that song. Skin tight. Talking about them big booty girls. Skin tight. Woo! Yeah, I think that's my favorite song because I could dance to that one all night long. So my favorite group was The Temptations, and my favorite song is Skin Tight. Yeah, by the Ohio Players.
All right. Well, it's about time to go.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before I say goodbye, Papa D, do we have time to play another commercial spot, or are you going to play that mixture of comedy shorts that we played the other day? I like that. Yeah.
Let's see. Let me look in the archives and see if I can find that. While we're waiting, I'll play this.
I was homeless. And I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long. Las Vegas, what's happening, and everybody around the world. Well, it's been an interesting show. I hope you enjoyed the story and the time that we spent together. It's how I do it on Thursday afternoon, and tomorrow is Friday, and we dedicate that show to helping the homeless. So pay attention. Because I'm trying to tell the government to help the people. And I'm trying to tell the restaurants that they're giving food away to government employees, they can give food away to the homeless. I mean, after all, everybody needs to eat. So they need to help the homeless like they help the government employees. Because nobody's getting paid, so they need to help them out. But anyway, thank you, Papa D, for your work on the show. My engineer, he's doing a hell of a job. Everybody give him a hand. Yes, and I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to thank you for listening to my show all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and tomorrow at 3 o'clock from 3 to 4 as we dedicate it to helping the homeless. So, without further ado, I'll say to you, goodbye, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Later days, baby. I'm out of here. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.